This meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will come to order. Today's May 20th, 2013. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate... In accordance with the provisions of the Open, of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through a public notice on May 14, 2013. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, posting on the district website and bulletin boards, and faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Ms. Spitzer, would you please do roll call?
Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. Kresty?
Here.
Mr. Frieda?
Present.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
And Mrs. Sullivan?
Here.
Mr. Higgins, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're actually going to begin tonight's meeting with an executive session. It's going to run approximately 30 minutes, at which time we'll reconvene the regular Board of Education meeting. Ms. Spitzer, would you please read the executive session summary?
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Byrne Open Publics Meeting Act NJSA 10:4-6 requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12B sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12B to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiations in which the public body is or may become a party, any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer. The nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is the attorney-client privilege discussion on a personnel matter. Whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion, or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer or employee or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balancing of the public's interest and the employee's privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus New Jersey Expressway Authority, 124 NJ478, the employees and nature of discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is an attorney-client privilege discussion on personnel matters. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will enter into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public as such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action will not be taken upon return.
Thank you, Mrs. Spitzer. I'm seeking a motion to move into executive session.
Motion.
By Dan McTiernan, and a second.
Second.
By Maria Grant.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? We're now in executive session.
We'll be back in approximately 30 minutes and we'll reconvene the regular board meeting. Thank you.